From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook. And joining us from WBAA in West Lafayette, Indiana, is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Andrea.
Why are you in Indiana?
Well, this last Wednesday, I taped a show for Oprah. They have a whole show called How Do They Do That? And there's going to be a segment with Merle Regal and me about crossword puzzles. We don't know the air date yet. It'll be sometime in January. And as soon as I know, I'll try to let everyone here know. And my mom turned 96 on Saturday, so I'm spending a few days in Indiana.
Happy birthday, Will's mom. What's her name?
Wilma. And she was on Mother's Day show about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, well, it's time.
On doing the puzzle, yeah.
It's time to do that again. Wilma Shorts, happy birthday from NPR. Now, Will, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn, New York. I said, take the names of two birds, four letters each, place these names side to side, then move the first letter of the string to the end, and you'll get an eight-letter word that describes where birds fly. What birds are they, and where do they fly?
This was a hard one. What was the answer?
Well, the birds are dove and rhea,
R-H-E-A.
Mm-hmm. Move the D to the end, and you get overhead.
Overhead. We had 1,500 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Rachel Poller from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
What do you do there?
I am a bilingual and English as a second language supervisor for the school board, the city of Camden, New Jersey.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, probably about 10 years.
But I understand this is your very first submission.
Yeah, it is. Well, my first email. I think I mailed one in once many years ago.
You are a lucky woman.
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
We'll meet Rachel.
All right, Rachel. Today's puzzle is called On the DL, as in on the down low. Mm-hmm. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials DL.
Okay.
For example, if I gave you the clue, what a spy leads, you would say double life.
Gotcha.
All right, number one is pro football team from the Motor City.
Detroit Lions.
That is correct. Number two is religious leader from Tibet.
Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh. Spider-like arachnid, also called a harvestman.
Ooh. Some kind of spider.
A spider-like thing. I had these growing up in Indiana. I don't know if they're everywhere. Do you know Andrea?
Well, is the L a louse?
Nope.
Hmm.
I'm just going to have to tell you. Daddy long legs?
Oh, Daddy long legs. Of course.
Okay. Try this one. Okay. Latin or Aramaic?
Dead language.
Dead language is right. What college kids with good grades are on?
I say dumb luck, but that's
that's funny. There's a if you get straight A's, say
Dean's list
yeah. is right. What you might shoot somebody you don't like. Say someone makes a nasty remark.
A dark look.
What kind of look? You'd shoot them
a deadly look.
And it's not clean. It's
dirty look.
A dirty look is right.
All of those would be
right.
Perfect.
You might sign a contract on this.
Dotted line.
Uh-huh. What you get at the Motor Vehicle Bureau.
Driver's license.
Uh-huh. Embarrassing stuff you wouldn't want to hang out on the clothesline.
Oh, dirty laundry.
Right. Sharp turn on a golf course.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. A sharp turn on a golf course. Something left?
No.
Another golf word, one of those golf words.
And it, because it's shaped like an part of the anatomy of an animal.
Leg?
Okay. Yeah, what kind of leg? What animal?
A duck leg.
Think of a household pet.
A dog leg.
Oh, a dog leg,
I
is
thought
it
was going to be lynx. I thought that L would be one.
Oh, my.
Try this one. What is given at an Arthur Murray studio?
Dance lesson.
Right. Complete the famous quote. Blank, I presume.
Dr. Livingston.
That's right. Said by Sir Henry Morton Stanley, searching for him. Play by Mae West or its lead character.
Oh, my goodness. I'm blanking.
And the first part is the name of a gem.
Diamond Lil.
Diamond Lil is right. Gucci or Donna Karan?
Designer line.
Okay, or designer label is right.
Okay.
And your last one is someone you would hire if you're charged with a crime.
Defense lawyer.
Good job.
Rachel, that was amazing. Are you ready to hear what you'll get?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get, do you have any idea what you'll get?
Is it a T-shirt?
How can you not know this?
Wait a minute. It's a Sudoku.
You get this, right? Yeah. You get the set of Sudoku
right.
puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press.
Right.
Good. I'll cross that one off
okay.
the list. What else?
I hope there's some crossword puzzles in here.
You get the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2.
Wonderful.
Will, any idea what else she gets?
Well, I think she gets that faux gold NPR lapel pin.
You get the weekend edition lapel pin. Yep.
Fabulous.
That's what everybody wants.
That
you also get the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Oh, that's great. I'll share it with our teachers.
Rachel, what member station do you listen to?
WHYY.
In Philadelphia.
You got it.
Rachel Poller from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Now, Will, the challenge for next week.
Yes, think of a five-letter word starting with T, as in Thomas, that is plural. Add an S at the end, and you'll get a six-letter word that is also plural. What words are these?
Mm-hmm.
So again, a five-letter word starting with T that's plural. Add an S at the end, and you'll get a six-letter word that's also plural.
Mm-hmm.
What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. The deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Andrea.